newsletter was for April 8th, 2025. You will find a link to the newsletter in our show notes. This is volume 27, number 27. And this is going to get very interesting, I must say. Of course, there are several items that are top of the news, and then the rest is, of course, of value. And I understand why they break them up. UK Tribunal will not conceal Apple's appeal of E2EE backdoor. This is a case where Apple is wanting to say that putting in a backdoor is basically saying that we're not going to provide encryption anyway, because of course a backdoor into encryption weakens it. We've talked about it. Other podcasts have talked about it. And yes, even our very own Steve Gibson, who has been doing security podcasts for many, many years, has even said that weakening it basically might as well tell people that you aren't providing encryption. The UK wants to keep everything secret. Yes, I understand that Apple has to follow a law here, but I agree with the comments in the newsletter, which again will be linked in our notes, where they basically said you have to have this deliberation in public and you must talk about what the issues are. If it's that law enforcement needs to know what's going on, well, if law enforcement asks, let them know what you know. But don't make it easy. Critical vulnerability in Apache Parquet Java library. This is a CVSS of 10. If you use this library, then please make sure that you update this, because now that news is out on it, I can't agree with the comments that state that it will be targeted. I've never heard of the thing, but we do want to pass this along. So, this probably can go into the "you have to be kidding me" department. And maybe, just maybe, we'll learn something here. But the University of Maryland Medical Center has been sued for negligence. Why? Because at least a decade ago, his name is Matthew, installed a keylogger across the network and even accessed computers he was not technically supposed to have access to. So besides putting the keyloggers on computers, he also spied on coworkers. I bet you can guess where this is going. I will leave it to you to read. They cannot claim that they have taken reasonable steps to protect their network if somebody can go around installing a piece of spyware, which is what a keylogger basically is. It's not malware, it's spyware, and other types of tools that he could see someone doing something which would be done every day. The rest of the week's news. The National Institute of Standards and Technology will defer enrichment for CVEs prior to 2018. Now, I don't blame them. You know, that means they're putting data in and trying to keep things updated. And if you haven't patched since 2018, maybe there's something wrong. I guess we'll have to see what happens. But according to what I could tell in the newsletter, they're actually in agreement. Besides the Institute taking measures of their own that they feel are necessary, this might not be a bad thing after all. If you use WinRAR, you should update it because they have patched something called MOTW, M-O-T-W. I'm not sure what this is, but basically, it can be a problem. It must be a web type of thing. I don't really understand it. I read the portion of what they've said and what they summarized and then their comments, but I'm not clear on this. But this is basically a bypass enabling remote code execution. And you really don't want anything that can run remote code execution on your system. Chrome is out there in beta. And they are now protecting browser history from side channel attacks. And this is more to do with advertising by the looks of things and the comments I'm seeing in the newsletter. They're coming up with anything to know what you are clicking on and interested in, aren't they? This isn't about your criminal who could probably get at your data otherwise, and they're not really interested about what you're clicking on. They want your info that they can sell. Well, 9 months after the fact, the Port of Seattle are done with an investigation, and they are going to be notifying 90,000 people that their information was compromised in August 2024's cyber attack, and they are yet another casualty to Clio, and we've been monitoring that situation over at TSB, for some time. Clio is a file transfer program Australian pension accounts targeted multiple attacks. This affects employees. So if you know anybody in Australia who's employed, you might want to notify them. Actually, am I confused? I think I might be confused because I thought the Port of Seattle was Clio, but you might want to double check that because now we're on an item about WK and Clio, and this actually is a Clio event. I think the Port of Seattle might have been another attack. My apologies if I've gotten the two confused. But we do want to make it known that this WK attack is in December 2024. I do remember that one. And the fact that they're coming out now. And we do know, as I stated earlier, that Clio is a file transfer program that could entail transferring sensitive information. If I'm wrong about the Port of Seattle, please email me. We're going to get this right. I don't want to give out wrong information, and that's one reason why we link to the newsletter in our show notes so that you guys can help me correct it. I've read it, I understood it, but maybe I'm just getting things mixed up because I'm not technically putting anything in the brown. If you need help with your subscription, please email support@sans.org or call 301-654-7267. Sans Institute is at 11200 Rockville Pike, Suite 200, Bethesda, Maryland, 20852. The editorial board of Sans News Bites, Brian Honan, Kurt Dukes, Chris Elge, David Holzer, Ed Scottis, Gail Spencer, Jake Williams, Dr. Johannes Ulrich, John Pescator. Others include Josh Wright, Kathy Bradford, Lance Spitzner, Lee Neely, and Mark Weatherford. Others also include Moses Frost, Suzanne Valtrinit, and William Hugh Murray. This is Jared Reimer, and I will be back on Friday with another edition of Sans. And it'll be released then, and hopefully we can either get it up then or on Saturday. Sans News Bites is a twice-a-week newsletter from Sans Institute. Visit them on the web at sans.org. That's SANS.org. Thanks for listening.